Hi, welcome back to 7 Abundance Hacks for Success in Any Situation.
Today we're covering Hack Strategy 5, Overcoming Stress. Do we need to explain what stress is to anyone?
I'm Dr. Tracy Latz.
And I'm Dr. Marion Ross from ShiftYourLife.com. Welcome back.
We hope you're enjoying this series. Many of the concepts that we've discussed in previous sessions and today, you can find in greater depth in our books, Bye Bye Self-Sabotage, as well as in our online courses and discussion forum at our membership site.
And on our Shift Your Life TV YouTube channel, we have over 100 videos, many of them addressing how to overcome stress and get out of chatter and whatever's driving your life.
Obstacle of stress. Boy, this guy looks pretty stressed out.
No, he looks like most of us do on a daily basis because we live in overwhelm, that we have so much information coming in nonstop, phones ringing, our computers.
Our kids, our boss. Life can come at us pretty fast sometimes.
Or it's just the chatter in our head that's stressing us out.
So how do we deal with this?
Peace and restoration.
We call it PAR.
I call it PAR because I love to play golf. That's my peace and restoration. And my goal.
We all need periods of PAR in our lives because life is stressful as long as we're breathing. To balance that stress out that we experience every day, we need to just find that inner peace. PAR gives us that time and space to best evaluate and envision our intentions so that we can create our reality anew from a fresh perspective, which is why it's one of the hacks for the law of attraction and law of abundance, because we want to create from a place of clear mind, non-stress, no fear.
That means we have to get rid of our distractions, like the chatter in our head and everything around us that keeps us from going within. There's no shortage of things that we can put our minds to. Who has a peaceful moment? If you have a peaceful moment, what do you usually do? You do some task. Oh, I have time to go clean the carpet. I have time to do this. I have time to wash the car. We don't go to PAR, to peace and restoration, and we need this every day, and we deserve to do that for ourselves. It's really the ability to allow yourself to get rid of the distractions in your life and to get centered. What does getting centered mean? It means to get into your heart space, where you can go within and listen to that inner, still, small voice and start creating from peace and not from chatter.
So what classifies as PAR? Well, essentially anything that you want that is fun, enjoyable, gets you into your heart, kind of makes you go, ah, but it should not be a chore.
Well, a chore means you wake up every morning at 5 to meditate, whether you like it or not, whether you're tired or not, because that's what you promised yourself you were going to do. It can't be something that's on your list.
It shouldn't be something that creates more stress when you do it.
So we suggest that PAR should be varied. You should reach somewhere into your heart and figure out what makes you really happy and centered and do more of that.
So once you find the things that make your heart sing, your PAR, you will find your stress will reduce. But some people say, I can't find my PAR, what makes my heart sing, because I'm too stressed out. So we thought we'd give you some exercises to reduce your stress.
Meditation is a good one. Mindfulness is a good one.
Go back and review some of the meditations we've already given you because they're very, very powerful. That loving, compassionate benefactor gets the mind chatter to stop. It gets you into your heart and gets you ready to be in that heart space, that ah space, so that you can more readily find what makes your heart sing and do it.
And doing mindfulness exercises can help you reduce any fear or anxiety you have that's keeping you stuck in these patterns of thought that just keep, it keeps you like a little hamster in the wheel.
Another tool is called rhythmic breathing or box breathing, and it's pretty simple. It is where you think of breathing like it was a box. I don't say a square because it will be more of a rectangle. It could be a square for some, but you picture it as if breathing in is coming up one side and breathing out is the other side, and it should be the same length. If it's out of sync, if one's five counts and one's three, you're no longer dealing with the box. Now, the top and the bottom of the box is where you hold your breath for a moment. Each person's count for their rhythmic breathing could be different. Mine might be different than Marianne's, and it would be different if I just ate maybe a huge meal and I'm all full, or if I've just run a mile and I'm absolutely exhausted and short of breath. When you find your box, you should breathe it in a circuit of three or five times around, and you will find it naturally lowers heart rate, decreases muscle tension, and allows you to be calmer. It decreases anxiety. When I do it, it would look something like this. You want to find the count and make certain that you're not getting panicked about it. Don't do this, where you're out of breath. You want it to be calm, breathing in one side, going up the box, holding it across the top, breathing out, going down, and holding again at the bottom. The holding of the breath allows the oxygen and carbon dioxide to shift within your lungs, and you can actually take it a step further and actually picture it as if the air that you're breathing in is filled with prana or chi, life force. And so therefore you're actually bringing this powerful chi or energy into your body, as well as lowering your stress level. It can help with your focus when you do it that way.
Another one is the over-energy correction. With all of this chatter, with all of this hyperactivity we create for ourselves, there's a very, very simple exercise you can do. Put the backs of your hands together, put one hand over the other, roll them, put them over your heart, just under your chin. Cross your ankles, one over the other. Put your tongue at the top of your heart palate, just behind your teeth, gently, just gently put it there. And now you're going to close your eyes and start breathing, following the breath for about a minute and a half. So just inhale and exhale and follow the exhalation and the inhalation. Breathe in slowly and deeply. Maybe make your exhale a little longer than your inhale. If thoughts come in, let them pass like clouds. Don't attach to them. Just let them come in and out. Don't fight them.
I feel calmer already.
It works 98.4% of the time. It generally does work. It's a very good, it puts you into a very relaxed state.
Another exercise you can do is activating your natural joyful energies or joyful circuits. It's an energy medicine tool or technique. What you do is you move the body in figure eights. As if you were drawing a figure eight. You can be with your hands. It can be with your whole body dancing around, or
so
your hips.
You just figure eight your hips and you just dance around the room. And do this for 3 or 4 minutes. And what it does is it crosses over your energies. It makes you much, much stronger.
It also can lift your mood if you're down or depressed or sad. So dance. play with that one. It's a lot of fun. You can do it while you're watching TV, while you're waiting, while you're cooking, while you're standing in line at the store, and make other people laugh too.
It's important to do these things with intention. So intend. I want to be more joyful. I want to be more connected. Another one is humming. Humming is a great way to reduce stress and anxiety and actually depression.
But it's not an outer humming. You're not humming a song outside.
It's inner humming. So you're just going with your lips sort of vibrating.
Only softer, where only you can hear it.
Wait, I can hear you. You're stressing me out. No, it has to be really soft. But your lips, you'll know you're doing it right because your lips are vibrating.
You can feel that humming within your body, and you can actually move where the humming is and see how it changes how you feel.
And I'm just going to add this. You don't know that I'm going to add this, and I don't want to stress you out, but humming, if you put your fingertips on your eyes and you hum, you help relax the eyes. So do that for about 15 or 20 breaths. And your fingers act like tuning forks with your vibration. So it helps your vision and really helps your eyes relax, because your eyes never relax. They're always in motion.
Especially if you're on the computer a lot.
Right.
Another tool is music. We know from what people have said for years, you know, music calms the savage beast. Well, there's actually some truth to that. Be aware what music, what vibration helps you feel calmer, and use that to good effect. Create a playlist either on your phone. Everyone's got Spotify or Pandora or something on iTunes somewhere. I mean, it's so easy to make a playlist now. Create your own playlist that is your calming music for allowing yourself to center. You can also create other playlists that make you feel joyful for when you're feeling sad, or playlists to help you feel more connected when you want to feel more connected or spiritual, or playlists that help motivate you and make you actually want to clean the house. Yeah, there's that.
Right, but scrap the heavy metal, because I don't think that's good for anything. Remember, we're vibrational beings, so we match our vibration with the vibration of the music. Be aware of that. Laughter is one of the greatest ways to reduce your stress. So laughter yoga is great. You can laugh your way through your chakras, or you can just watch comedy. People have healed themselves, apparently, from cancer by watching funny movies for months. Laughter makes life more joyful, and it changes your perspective on everything.
We hope you've enjoyed these tools and tips. Join us on our membership site, and we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.